going through that property.
He said that he would give an easement or give access to the property, the square property to the left there. He would have to.
Well, is it okay for me to
that's on you.
Yeah,
okay.
To clarify.
Okay, so basically you're going to have more traffic. Okay, and previously what the county has asked me is, and really what needs to happen is this road needs to tee in because this is going to be most of your traffic. And so the roadway out of Whisper Cove would then somehow come this way. Now, you're going to have to get this landowner to agree to that. I think that's a big, big task. Okay, it's a big, big task. But we, our agreement with her is that if she wants to access this road, because the old road, the old road, went through this property. And actually, there's a roadway that goes through here. It comes this way, goes this way. We're going to make sure that if she wanted to get to this property, she will come off of here. Okay, and that's the only thing I can guarantee. The rest of this is going to be up to the county.
County and state.
And I have little control. Okay, but this property, the access is just right here. Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah,
did that clarify?
Thank you. Yep.
You want these back?
No.
Okay. Anyone else out here want to come forward?
Morning. My name is Gary Rischoff. I live at 302 Santa Fe. And looking at the map, I'm the first house after you go through the switchback on Santa Fe Avenue. And Bill touched on pretty much everything. The concern, and I, like Bill, thought that originally these condos were going to come up to our property line, but apparently that is not the case. That's another parcel. However, the road is an issue. Santa Fe, if you're not familiar with Santa Fe, is a, like Bill said, is a switchback. And right now, even with the traffic that we're having now with the condos in the summertime especially, people unfamiliar that come up from the condos, it tees right into Santa Fe, and there is everybody from our subdivision and everybody coming up this way. It merges, and everybody has to go into the switchback, and there has been some issues there. But another access would be, well, it's going to have to be another access. There's no way it's going to support any more condos or any other population in there. Another question I had was, I know Gail stated that the land wouldn't support 100 condos. It would be something less than that, and I would really like more of a definitive number, like 92 or 12. I mean, they're both less than 100. But there's a big difference in what kind of additional entrance and egress we're going to have to deal with as a small little community that we are right next to this. And so maybe he can clarify that for me. One other thing I want to bring up, since this was talked about in the last discussion about the routing of the GPS's, we had a tour bus come up through Santa Fe, two switchbacks, a 50-foot tour bus that got up there and didn't know how to get out. And one of the residents knew a back route up at the top of the hill, which I didn't even know about, and it was a gravel wooded road, but he got the tour bus out that way because the guy could not back down. So just another case when we're talking about the 911 that, there's some real issues with the GPSs in this area.
You know, even with GPS, There's just issues with people driving things they shouldn't be driving.
Well, that's true. But he would, but this guy was, he had
I know a
50
gas
people on the bus, and they were going, I don't know where they were going.
I know
but
a
they,
gas station where people get stuck all the time. And
they could have just stayed in my garage, maybe. I don't know.
That's, that'd been nice of you.
Yeah. But
real quick, on the, so, yeah, my or Scott, mm-hmm. so the parcel that we're dealing with specifically is down there. Don't know that it affects the entrance and ingress of the Santa Fe. But there's two gentlemen in the back that you can probably talk to them about and see if they can come up with some solutions, because those are the two. We have an engineer here that we do a lot of work with, and we also have a road and bridge administrator. I would encourage you to try and talk to them.
Okay.
Because they're the ones that are going to come to us with anything. But as far as the hearing today, it's specifically for that parcel.
Okay. All right. I guess with that, I have no further questions. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
And I regret it. It sounds like we'll try to work on our map when we send it out, that we could have it colored separate or anything so it's clear when you get
clear.
It so you know it's not touching.
I was under the same impression that the parcel was going to butt right up against our
property. Looking
at
what you guys, what the gentleman showed us, I can see where that would be confusing. So I'm sure Scott took note of that, and he'll we'll try to rectify that.
Very good. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I guess I would tell you.
Don't ruin it, Gail. I'm about to make a motion.
Okay, but I would just tell you two things. I'll show you. When I bought a little portion of that road that goes into Whisper Cove, I got some restrictions on the land that Sherry Hershen owns. Okay, so so that's a good thing, and my suggestion, because those folks have a great community. They have a great community up there, is if somebody could just put up a sign right there as you begin to go into where the residences are that says dead end, that would be a really good thing. So, okay. And I'm happy to answer any other questions.
The concerns that we had with the other one are not present with this. You have them. It's totally different.
Move to accept the recommendation and report of the Planning Commission regarding the subject property, excuse me, at 1823 North State Highway 265, owned by Meyerland LLC, and amend the zoning classification of the subject property from A1 to NR3 and approve an order consistent with this motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Oh, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries.
And I hope that you can get with the Road and Bridge Administrator and they'll look at the issue there at Santa Fe.
I wonder if there's a way to keep the existing residents go that way, other traffic go the other. So look at that. Thank you. Scott, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, because it's hard to see. Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 463913 through 463974. No warrants and 3 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for June 21st, 2021.
Move to approve the previous minutes of June 21st, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for radar signs, 6 or more, numbered 202105-478.
Who have we bought from in the past on these?
We came back off the city of Manchester.
Do they not have that available anymore?
We thought that this was the better route to go.
Even though they're both disqualified, were they any cheaper? So do we want to relet or do we want to...
We want to relet.
Why would we relet if we can piggyback?
I don't know if that contract is still available. Definitely, I have that information. He came to me wanting to let.
Let's find out from.
We put this on hold and move to the next bid recommendation until Devin comes back in here.
Move to. Yeah, let's move it down the agenda.
Okay, we'll set this aside, move it on down the agenda. Bid recommendations for plat cabinet number 202105-479.
We received 2 responses on the plat cabinet. The first one's from Elkin Swires Company Incorporated. That bid came in at $9,577.22. Second one was from P.F. Pettibone and Company of Crystal Lake, Illinois, and that one came in at $8,095.90.
Have we bought from Pettibone before?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
Move to award bid number 202105-479 to P.F. Pettibone and Company out of Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cameras quote. Proposal, Johnson Controls Fire Protection, LP Vendor, number 21-065, Sheriff.
Scott Turpin had to step away. He's having a fire inspection over in the other building, mm-hmm. So he asked me to stay.
On this agreement, the county's going to be doing the physical installation. Is that our IT department? Mm-hmm. They feel comfortable doing it? You guys have any questions on it?
What was your statement, sir?
Do you have any questions on it?
No, I said that the county's going to do...
county's going to do the installation according to this agreement, and I asked if our IT department was doing it, and yeah. They said yes.
And understand that they'll actually be doing most installation in Scottle system. No questions.
Move to approve the quotation and proposal agreement by and between Johnson Controls Fire Protection LP and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.